Here we go.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, world? Music Jones Podcast. We back. It's been a minute. But we back, man. We back, man. Easy.
You.
What's up, brother?
Hey, good to see you finally.
Good to see you too, man. Been a minute. A lot of shit going on. Couldn't get in here, pause, to get shit straight. But we here now.
What's up, man? This Wally June.
Our street correspondent ain't here today, so.
Yeah, thank God. Hey. He ain't gonna hear this. He don't even listen
to it. Yeah, he ain't gonna listen to it either.
That's a shame. Y'all should hit up Diggy some kind of way if you know Diggy and tell Diggy to listen to his own show.
Yeah, he don't even listen. He don't listen. But I know his homeboys be roasting about the shit he be saying on here, though.
Oh, word.
Yeah, they be listening.
I'm glad they listen.
Yeah, there's a few of them that listening. Let them have it every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But how you been, man? Everything good?
You know, same old soup, just reheated.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, man. But yeah, since I've been, you know, hadn't been here, I've been to Texas. Went to Austin.
Shout out to Austin.
Yeah, shout out to my wife's best friend, Marquita. She turned 40.
Okay.
So we went out there for that. She had a masquerade. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shout out to her husband.
They both retired military.
She got that bread.
Both of them. Yeah, her and her husband. Shout out Miguel.
Oh, Miguel.
Yeah. He from, he black, but he from Miami.
He sang?
No.
Oh.
Cool.
Live my love.
My God, a cool fellow, man.
Shout out to Miguel.
Shout out to Miguel and Marquita. But we went out there for that. I got to go visit, walk around the University of Texas.
Okay.
Took a few pictures and
why you ain't posting no pictures? These niggas, you and CL get on my damn.
I know, man.
Post a goddamn picture.
I'ma post, man. I'ma post them.
Damn, that's your school, ain't it?
Got some fly shits too.
Oh, you did? You got some merch?
Yeah, we went they had a fan shop open on campus.
So you went and got some fan shit.
I went and got me a.
You didn't have on no North Carolina shit. No.
See, what I did was, let me tell you, I had on my Prince.
Uh-huh.
Shirt.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I did that was because one of my fondest memories from Texas was when Purple Rain came out. I always talk about it on the show. So going to visit home 40 years after Purple Rain drops, I just wore my Prince t-shirt.
You one of them people that do stuff. Everything, basically, I'd say 87% of the stuff you do
has a meaning.
Got meaning to
it. Yeah, I try to.
Yeah.
You gotta live your life with purpose, man.
Yeah. Okay, I get that philosophical.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my sister. My sister been telling me, you know, that's been her mantra for the last couple years. I'm living my life with purpose.
Word,
now.
Don't do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, everything gotta be with purpose, man.
Word, word.
The way motherfuckers dying and live with purpose and intention. Be intentional about shit.
That's why I'm glad, because I know Texas is your football team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you went there and did some tourist type
shit. Yeah, and I never do touristy type shit.
See, I'm the opposite.
I never.
I don't care what kind of club you got.
I'm not doing none of that.
I don't care about none of that shit. The nightlife.
Yeah.
I'm going to a city. I'm going to do some tourist shit. Like, I go to Chicago. I want to see the Beam. I want to see the river.
Yeah.
The skywalk shit. Yeah, I want to do that type of shit. I go to the city, nigga.
Yeah.
Charlotte. I want to go to the Illusion Museum and all that kind of shit. Like, I want to do some tourist shit.
I did that touristy shit because Saturday it was Halloween.
Uh-huh.
They had some kind of festival down there.
Uh-huh. Dia de los Muertos.
Bunch of motherfuckers just dressed up. You know what I'm saying? For Halloween. People? No.
It wasn't Dia de los Muertos.
These women.
Oh, Super Hoochie.
It was hot too. It was like 85, damn near 90 degrees.
Uh-huh.
It was ass everywhere.
Mm.
So me and my wife standing outside. I'm like, baby, look. She's like, oh my God, that's just fucking disgusting.
That's the way. Okay, I'll go ahead. That's the way you get your eye for. Did you have on the Ray-Bans?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, because I was standing in the parking lot listening to the Longhorns and Vanderbilt game.
Oh.
Excuse me. Listening to that, drinking beer, because you can't smoke in the hotels. I was smoking a cigarette, you know, just trying to enjoy the game.
Uh-huh.
And I just was just standing outside. Saw me a Malibu with some swingers on it.
You wouldn't talk to him?
Oh, God, I was laughing so fucking hard, because I was like, why this nigga got a fifth wheel on a Malibu?
Okay, which Malibu? Like, yeah. not the current Malibu, but like the...
About a 2005.
Oh, the ugliest. Yeah. The ugliest Malibu they ever have made.
They had a fifth wheel on that joint, man.
Only Texas.
Only in Texas, man. But it's that type of shit that I love to see when I go there. I got to see me a real life lowrider. Red 6-4 ride. I'm talking about riding the ground. I had the gold D's on. It had the little emblem in the back. Drop the top drop. Like,
cartel member?
He looked like he may have been. Right. Yeah,
I don't like fuck. Hey, let me tell you something. I was watching Lioness. You ever watched that show?
I gotta watch it because Zoe's in that.
You never watched any of it?
I haven't.
Please watch it.
I'm going to.
On the latest season though, they talk about that. They talk about like some people in the cartels, and it was like the cartel has infiltrated every U.S. major city.
Oh yeah.
Everywhere. So
yeah,
I'm not talking disparagingly about the cartel because they probably here.
Yeah, but they better be careful because the new guy said it's gonna be mass deportation around this bit.
I don't think he can handle them. I don't think that they also said, and shows like that be saying the real shit. Shows like that, Scandal,
mm-hmm.
they saying some real shit in Scandal, like, you know what I'm saying. But they was like, they've even infiltrated like government agencies.
Damn.
So
some powerful niggas.
So it's like they'll know what's coming.
Yeah.
So the regular motherfuckers, the orange pickers and shit, they got something to worry about. But some of them other motherfuckers, they don't. They gonna be here.
Yeah, man. But
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, man. I enjoyed it. One thing I didn't get to do that I gotta do some research on. I don't know if the hospital I was born in is still
there,
standing. Because I can't. I gotta ask my mom.
You just wanted to go to the hospital.
I just wanted to see it.
Damn.
Think about it. I never seen the place I was born. I don't know the first. I can't see the first house I lived in. Like shit, like that.
Oh yeah, you deep into the nostalgia.
Yeah, because
now it makes sense.
They closed the Air Force Base down in '93.
25 years ago. Yeah. Now that makes all the most sense in the world.
Yeah. I look like, oh, that shit was just, you know, good memories, man. Times was easy.
Did you see the first car you were ever ridden in? Did you see that out there?
No.
That was a joke.
My daddy wrecked it.
Oh, okay.
It was a Cutlass. That's 84 good. Cutlass Spring.
Oh, so every time you see it.
Every time I see a Cutlass, I go crazy.
You get a warm feeling in your heart.
Because I remember riding in that motherfucker all the way from Texas to Darlington.
Jesus Christ. How many did y'all stop on the way and like get a hotel?
Yeah. We did. Shout but we used to, y'all. Every summer we used to do that shit. So, and I remember listening to Tina Turner, What's Love Got, every time I hear What's Love Got to Do With It, I sang that shit.
Yeah, warm feelings.
Oh, God, man.
Look at this nigga. Y'all should see this face. He ain't joking now. This nigga got a warm smile on his face.
Yeah, man, like real shit. Because, like I said, shit was so simple, and I didn't know what I was leaving and coming to, so it was a culture shock. Culture shock, man.
Was it a lot of Mexicans out there back then?
Yes.
Back then it was?
It was.
I remember I went to Laredo one time. The first time I went to Laredo, and I went to McDonald's, and they was speaking Spanish. Nigga. Mm-hmm. They ain't gave a fuck. Yeah. They was like, "El Big Maco,"
Everywhere we went
is Spanish.
It was Mexican people working, but they spoke, you know, good English. So.
Yeah,
but you could hear they talk like Mexican, so
Shout out to the Mexican.
But yeah, it was I had a fucking blast, man. And it was hot as hell, man. It was hot. I'm talking about hot, boy. It was hot out that motherfucker. And one thing, the speed limit is fucking 80
on the interstate out there. They interstate out there different too. Like when they get off,
oh,
it just it's like a road right beside it. It ain't no ramps.
Man, that shit you just go to the left.
Yep.
Do a U-turn.
Yep.
That shit is so wild, man. Yep. I missed that motherfucker about 15 times.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It looked weird if you ain't ever been out there. Everything kind of flat.
Yeah, but we had a great time, man.
Shout out to y'all, you and the wife. Y'all flew out of Columbia?
No, we flew out of Charleston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we flew out of Charleston, man. Then we on the fucking runway. The call box goes out on the plane. The stewardesses couldn't talk to each other.
Oh.
On the plane. So they had to replace that before we could leave. So we sat in the fucking on the runway for an hour. All
right, let's take your time. Fix whatever you need to fix. You put man in a tire.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to do.
Niggas is on that motherfucking nervous.
I don't get when they be like, "Yeah, we found a mechanical issue," good. I'm glad y'all find that shit on the ground. Yeah. I don't get
Yeah, take all the time.
Give more time to download a movie to my phone.
Take all the time you need. Yeah. But yeah, that happened, and but everything was good, man.
Yeah, shout out to your trip.
Yeah, I got a email I'm gonna read real quick.
Word.
It's gonna be pretty funny. It's from Kyra Jones.
Okay. Hey, y'all related?
Hey, daddy. It's how she starts the email. I think you should really listen to Tyler, the Creator's new album.
You should.
And if you have already listened to it, talk about it. And give me a shout out for my birthday. PSC later this week. I love you.
And happy birthday to him. I don't care. Good luck.
Nah, you don't get that one. You get this one.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, man. Kid turned 17.
Wowzers.
Yeah,
this man. The one that was in the class that the teacher had?
Mm-hmm.
Wowzers.
My baby.
I remember she was 10.
Yeah. She's 17.
17? She about to go to high school? I mean, she about to go to be a senior?
Yeah. She'd be a senior next year.
Wow.
Happy birthday, kid. I love you.
She listen all the time?
Yeah. Every week.
Tyler, the Creator. She's right. Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah. I had a chance to listen to it. Yeah. I've been on that Big Extra Plug. We're going to get into that in a second. But yeah, her birthday was Thursday, and her great grandma passed Thursday morning.
Mm.
So it was a tough day for me, because I didn't know where she would be for her, you know, like mentally. But she was cool, because she understand. Her great grandma was 95. Rest in peace to great grandma Abney. But me and her mom, I was in a relationship with her mom like 6-7 years. So. I was real close to.
Oh, you was close to the great grandma?
I was close to old family.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So it kind of bothered me a minute, but, you know, I got over it. And I understand. But I understand, you know. But she was the last of her siblings.
Mm. I mean, 95 years old. Yeah, you're pretty much going to be the last.
Yeah.
You're going to be the last of your classmates living.
Yeah, yeah. So she lived a full life, man. And rest in peace to great grandma Abney.
Hopefully great grandma Abney got to do some stuff.
Oh yeah, she
see some stuff.
Oh, she did everything she wanted to do. Yeah, man. They lived a very full and fun life.
95.
Yeah.
Because
her husband died. Granddaddy died
30 years ago?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
Probably 10.
Maybe, so he lived like 80 15, something.
Yeah.
Hey, 80 something. Respectful. Yeah, respectable age to pass.
Yeah, but
you did a lot.
Yeah, preacher. He was a contractor. Built the house himself.
Oh, he did good. Did good in life.
Yeah,
did 80, real good. 80 something. 10 years ago, so he probably was born in like 20 something.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what he been through in the 20s, the roaring 20s.
Yeah, yeah.
He made it to the other 20s almost.
Yeah, like, and she did.
Yeah, she did. She made it to the 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but yeah, baby, gave you a birthday shout out. I'm gonna listen to Tyler.
It's good.
I hadn't listened to it yet, and I've been meaning to, but I just hadn't had mentally. I wasn't in the.
Do you listen to any of his other albums?
Yeah, I listened to a few of his albums, but I started listening to Tyler, Creator back when he had that video that he made. He was in like a dollhouse. Long time ago,
I would hear his music sparingly, but I just felt like he was younger. I watched more of Lord of Squad than I listened to their music.
Yeah,
but all of them guys like real talented and stuff.
Yeah, but Tyler can rap, man. He really, he's really a talented guy. So
he's funny too.
Yeah, he's funny as hell.
Both ways.
But yeah.
I can say that now. We got a new president.
So oh God. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh
shit. You can say whatever you want to say now.
Free. Yeah, but
counseling.
Shout out to the kid, man. Yep, you about to send your dad into a second childhood in a year, baby. Go ahead, let's get to it. My second childhood is coming, beloved.
What?
45 kids grown.
Oh,
going into my second childhood, man.
Shit, I ain't left my first one.
Shit, I know. I left my first one at 19.
I can't wait till this over. I'm gonna play the game.
I left mine at 19, man.
Some niggas still children.
Yeah, but nigga, it ain't the same when you got these kids.
Yeah, because you got, if you get a game or something like that, they got to get it. They got to get a game. You can't have a game, but they ain't got a game.
But it's when you got a kid, it's whatever you go get. Shoes? Go buy some sneakers. Oh, I'll get them a pair.
You ain't got to.
Shit.
You can.
I had to. I worked at the sneakers. Oh, yeah. So I was.
Did you steal any?
No. Nah, I was too scared.
Oh.
I'm too scared, man.
Sucks for you. Let me tell you something. We almost single-handedly closed foot action in the mall in Florence, South Carolina, nigga.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Shout out to you and your second child.
Yeah, man.
What are you going to do, buy a convertible?
I want to get a drop top coupe of some sort.
Thank you, Jordan. Once you go coupe, you ain't going. You ain't want no.
I
want
to get one. You want to, you know, stepson about to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
midlife crisis.
Second child.
Would you get a motorcycle?
No,
but definitely drop top.
I can't get a motorcycle.
Get you a drop top Lexus.
Every time I talk about getting a motorcycle, my mama say, "Oh,
your mama."
I got you. Make sure she tell her. Make sure his life insurance paid up.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't like the way that sounds.
When I first got one back in the day, the gentleman I was dealing with, she was like, "You riding that motorcycle? Don't come around me when you get black and pink."
Leave this kid on that damn pavement, buddy.
Yeah, I was like, yes, sir. Shut up. Thankfully, I never fell.
Good shit.
But
good shit.
They be like, "Oh, it's gonna happen. You gonna fall off." So I stopped riding before.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Dowdy Boys too, man. Daniel, Mike, Quentin, and all them. They Uncle June died last week.
Ah, man.
We used to call him Uncle Junie.
Which one is that?
I think he like the second oldest brother, something like that, maybe.
Mm.
But Uncle June never talked. All he says, mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, he's always just sitting in the chair. What's up, Uncle Junior? Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them boys.
Yeah, man. Shout out to them. I got the I meant to get over there yesterday, but I got here too late.
Oh, he passed this week.
Yeah. Yeah, funeral was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, funeral was yesterday. So I'm gonna hit them boys up and see how they doing, man. And DJ Clark Kent also passed away a couple weeks ago. And he was such a huge part of hip hop in the 90s coming out of Brooklyn. He, you know, did a lot of production for Jay and Foxy, Junior Mafia. Yeah, this was one of them. Like, Clark Kent was... I can't say he was underrated.
Yeah.
But he played the background. If they didn't say his name in the song, we didn't know he produced it. You know, but looking at his producer credits, like, he did Brooklyn's Finest,
mm-hmm.
Coming of Age, and Cashmere Thoughts off Reasonable Doubt,
mm-hmm.
Sky's the Limit.
Ooh, that's a strong one.
Yeah, that's a strong one. He did We Be Clubbing remix.
Talking about Ice Cube?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know they had a remix for that.
Yeah. He did a lot of shit, man.
Ice Cube did We Be Clubbing on All That. We Be Clubbing?
The Ice Cube. He did Super High off Teflon Don.
Damn. That's a jump.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a jump.
That's a fucking smooth. And I'm talking about, and I'm trying to correlate his beats together and see if it was something.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, like it wasn't no one style. It was just whatever he felt, I guess.
Cause this all shit of them pretty smooth though.
Yeah, this shit right here.
This shit right here.
Oh man, this shit right here. What my nigga did he do it? I see his vision too. This shit right here so cold. This a drop top song right here.
Oh yeah.
This a drop.
You gotta have a certain level of car to have this.
To, yeah. This shit here, man.
I never thought about it like that, but somebody was like, I can't really listen to Rick Ross like that. I was like, why not? His music smooth. He's like, man, my car ain't nice enough. I'm like, you right.
You can't. Yeah, right. You got it. Certain shit. Yeah.
You gotta have a luxury line cars. You gotta have to. Any kind of car it is. It can be You know, people look down on like an act grill or whatever. That's a luxury line, you know.
That nigga did that I Can't Get with that shit for Jay-Z. I did not know he produced that.
The old jump.
Uh-huh. Off the Payday record shit. Off the End of Lifetime, In My Lifetime, the first In My Lifetime shit he did.
Yeah.
On the boat and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. But rest in peace to Clark Kent.
Yeah,
man.
He was what was it, cancer?
Yeah, colon cancer.
Colon cancer, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hip hop is definitely gonna miss you, brother. I can guarantee you that.
He was a big sneakerhead too.
Yeah, super huge sneakerhead. Mm-hmm.
I remember he used to he'll like post a pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. He'll like put them on the fence somewhere in Brooklyn or whatever. And be like, they here, size 13, find the first person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, good heart, man. Mm-hmm. Good dude, man. Rest in peace to him. Also, we lost a super legend in music as a whole, Quincy Jones. Now, Quincy Jones is responsible for most of Michael Jackson shit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say most of it, I mean most of it. Now, he had his own shit, too. Like Austin Powers.
Yeah.
They used that.
Uh-huh.
Quincy Jones did that in the 60s.
In the 60s.
In the 60s.
But, you know, I keep forget. You think about that movie, and the movie came out later.
It was based
But it was based back then, so of course. It fit
perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
But for him to just, like, think about how much more money he made off that shit.
After,
30 years later.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dog, The Spy Who Shagged Me is like one of my favorite movies of all time. Dog, that is one of the funniest.
So you know about The Belgian Dip?
Nigga. Do I know? Nigga, I know The Spy Who Shagged Me by heart.
That's the second one, right?
Yeah.
Where he go to the 60s?
You talking about.
That was the original.
The Belgian Dip. Yeah, that's the first one.
Oh, okay.
Then Goldfinger. I mean,
Gold Member.
That was my. I love that shit too.
Which one was Fat Bastard? Gold Member.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Shag Me.
That was The Spy Who Shagged.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, cause he messed with the chick. The chick had to put the homing device in him.
Oh yeah. Them is your movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh God, yeah. Dog, Dr. Evil. Mini-Me.
Shout out to Cuz Leland. One of his favorite lines come from that movie. He'd be like, I forgot what he said before. He was like, but what does it all mean, Basil? Wonderful, but what does it all mean, Basil?
Yeah, like, listen, man.
I understand, boy. What the fuck you talking about?
Oh, man. But yeah, man, Quincy Jones, I'm talking about. This shit right here, that got a secret guard.
I could have picked a better song. This was it. He orchestrated "We Are the World" shit.
Mm-hmm. He put that together.
It's a documentary about that on Netflix. I want to say Netflix, might be Max, but
yeah,
it's a documentary about them putting that together.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to watch that too.
Prince didn't want to. I want to say like Prince didn't want to record with nobody else.
Nope, he didn't. Of course not.
And that's why he wasn't on it.
Yeah, he ain't wanna mess with niggas, man. Everything Michael Jackson, Off the Wall, Thriller. It's the list just so fucking long, man.
Was it this song where Michael Jackson didn't want the strings and Quincy was like, "Nah, I'm not taking it off or whatever."
It might be this one. It's a few of them. Like, them boys used to bump heads all the time. But Quincy was he knew what was up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't never told Mike nothing wrong.
When you talked about your daughter's great-grandmama in 95, Quincy Jones, he was 91.
Mm-hmm.
Like, musically, all the stuff he's seen throughout his career.
Look at how the way it has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was there for it all. He was there for fucking vinyl, 8-tracks, cassette tapes,
CDs,
MP3s.
Mm-hmm.
He saw.
And now streaming.
Everything. Now he's, streaming.
Well, he saw streaming.
Yeah, he saw it, but how much? Well, He probably getting money off that too.
Of course.
Probably
of course.
Getting crazy money
stream,
too.
Yeah, people. They say Michael Jackson still stream more than Beyonce. So of course he getting points on the package.
Yeah. Oh man, he did. He produced a bunch of videos.
TV shows. Speaking of hip hop, Fresh Prince
of Bel Air.
In the House with LL.
In the House with LL. He was in The Wiz.
He was on The Boondocks. He had an episode of The Boondocks.
On The Boondocks.
When it was a Christmas episode, and Huey took over as the play director.
Yeah.
And he brought in Quincy Jones to do the music.
You're right. He damn sure did.
And it was Quincy Jones' voice. Maybe it was somebody who sounds just like him, but.
Yeah, I think it probably was him, man.
Huey, man. That nigga. He was a little freaky.
Yeah, they said that music shit what it was. Even Luda used the Austin Powers beat for number one spot.
And he was in the video.
Yeah, Quick Q was in the video. Yeah.
Was that song on that soundtrack? Because he started off with like, yeah, baby, yeah.
It wasn't. It was on Red Light District, I think.
Okay.
It was on Red Light District. Yeah, but rest in peace to Quincy Jones, man. Yeah, if y'all got a favorite song that y'all know Quincy produced or had his hands in.
A lot of that Stevie Wonder shit, too. A
lot of Stevie.
It's a podcast I'm listening to now talking about Stevie Wonder. It talk about the making of every album and, like, the touring and all of that. And Quincy Jones got to Stevie early.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah,
and that was like the 50s, 60s. Yeah. Well, no, it had to be the 60s because Stevie...
I'm trying to think, what was the link between, was there even a link between Barry and Quincy? Because you never really saw them in the same place?
I think Barry was just the executive.
Okay.
Because he owned Motown, right?
Yeah.
But Quincy was just the producer.
He was the everything.
Yeah.
Because this motherfucker his hands was on so much shit.
Even what's that magazine? Vibe?
Might have been Vibe.
What was it? Vibe, The Source. Vibe magazine.
But he had his hands in everything, man.
Every aspect of
Long live life, man. You did some shit.
If you want to get a little freaky,
your name's still out there in some shit. Yeah, but
you know.
Tupac said Quincy try to get a little piece of that.
Hey, dude, you know. You Quincy Jones. I mean,
you could do it if you want.
As long as it's legal.
Oh man. No. All right, but okay, time to get off the morbid shit. Thug Free. Young Thug home. Free under a long list of conditions.
He free though. He's still rich.
He's still rich. So you think he's just gonna carve out the side of a mountain and go live in it?
Nah, he can still go places.
Yeah,
he can't go to Metro Atlanta.
Can't go to Fulton County.
Oh, Fulton County too?
That's Metro Atlanta.
Oh, Metro Atlanta's in Fulton County. Mm-hmm. I thought
he can't go to Cleveland Street. And Cleveland Street is in Metro Atlanta.
Okay. Cause I thought Atlanta like a part of all of the counties is in the city or some shit.
Mm-mm.
It ain't like that. Okay. But yeah, he can't go to.
Yeah, he can't do that.
Can't be with no felons.
Can't be with none of his co-defendants.
Except
Gunner.
Gunner and
his brother.
Brother.
Yeah.
Did you see the tweet he put out like last night or yesterday? It says something like, Gunner, don't act like we friends. Like stop tweeting like we friends or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep, so.
Yeah, I ain't Yeah, that shit go like what you. He took a plea deal like you did. You know? So what's the issue? You pled guilty to all the shit and still came home. So what is the problem?
I don't get the tweet. That's, you know, you can't tweet, especially if you're a celebrity, you can't tweet or put nothing on social media.
Yeah.
Cause somebody gonna screenshot, especially if it's kind of salacious and He took it down. But people got it.
Oh, you know they got it. As soon as he tweeted, somebody out there screenshot and shit. Just to
screenshot. Oh yeah, this what he said. Gonna stop acting like we friends on the internet. I don't know you, my guy.
Oh
yeah. So,
ooh. Well, I guess they'll just make music together and call it a day.
Or they won't.
Or they won't.
What?
Him and Tip was together the other night.
Bronny James scored 47 points.
In the G League? If he did.
Nah, he didn't. It was fake. My bad. Oh, but okay. You said him and T.I. was together?
Uh-huh. Yeah, him and T.I. was together the other night. Saw that on T.I. posted that shit somewhere.
I saw it's a video of T.I. It was like T.I. face card got declined. He was trying to get into some restaurant in Texas.
Oh, really?
And the guy was like, you got to have your ID to get in. And T.I. was like, I got to have my ID or whatever. And T.I. was kind of like trying to clown the dude or whatever. But the comments ain't went how he thought it was going to go. Mm-hmm. It was like, you whack for trying to clown this dude, trying to get this dude fired, whatever, whatever. The dude just trying to do his job, but...
Yeah. Sometimes that shit don't work out in your favor. Just trying to do your job because you look stupid.
I don't think he looked stupid. Like,
I mean, I know he didn't probably look stupid, but I bet you the motherfucker who owned that bitch or goddamn wanted that money enough.
But I mean, how much money can T.I. spend in a restaurant?
Yeah.
Like if T.I., let's say like T.I. go to like Longhorn or something.
Who all was with him?
Like 3-4 people maybe.
$3,000. Somebody get a good
at a regular restaurant?
Yeah. Maybe you know so. Them boys gonna be in there goddamn eating the high shit on the menu.
But I'm saying at a restaurant, like it ain't like it was like,
yeah, he was gonna buy somebody else shit in there too.
Like it ain't like it's a restaurant where like you gotta have jackets and in the entrees.
It was just $200. Just a regular restaurant.
Yeah, it was a regular restaurant. Oh, okay. Like, but I guess maybe because of they serve alcohol. It might have been a brunch spot or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. But
I don't know. I
damn, Tip, face card ain't no good in Texas, man.
Maybe the guy was just too young because the guy probably was in his 20s.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he just didn't recognize
don't know
T.I.?
Huh?
When the last time T.I. had a hit?
Yeah. You're right. That nigga always on TV.
He is always on TV, though. But yeah. Shout out to T.I.
Just on First Take the other day.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Because they was in Atlanta.
Oh, they did the live for it was Monday Night Football or some shit.
No, Friday. They did. They was at
Georgia Tech.
No, Morehouse.
Oh, they were at Morehouse game for yeah. I saw a
they
clip
was down
of that.
There and they he came out.
They about to stop all that shit.
And they talked about the top five. They talked about the top 50 list that came out by the Atlanta rappers.
Uh-huh.
T.I. said he just glad he made the list.
Where was T.I.? Where did he rank?
He was behind
3,000.
No, it was 3,000, Future, T.I., Gucci, and Jeezy. Top five.
They disrespect Big Boy so bad.
Yeah, Big Boy. Remember, Big Boy was number 7 or 8.
Big Boy should have been like 4.
Clearly. But that's neither here nor there.
At least he made the top 10.
Yeah. He made the top. And I still don't understand that. But, you know, teach his own. But yeah, Thug Free, shout out Thug, welcome home. Mm-hmm. On the heels of that, Lil Durk goes to jail.
Him going to jail, I'm not surprised at what he did or what they're accusing him of, like paying. Mm-hmm. I ain't surprised at all.
Mm-hmm.
But his homeboy went to Hawaii and all this, that, and the third.
Oh, so he really got ratted on.
That's what they're saying. They're saying this guy, I really didn't care to really dig deep, but there's one particular guy. This one, Diggy, should have been here. But
I needed my street correspondent.
Guy allegedly wore a wire and was wearing a wire the whole time. He came home. Dirk allegedly gave him $50,000, and he been around Dirk. You see him in a bunch of pictures, and he was wearing a wire the whole time. So they got Dirk and a couple other people.
I see them CIs making close to $100,000 a year, man.
I saw that.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. But Dirk got arrested for a murder for hire plot.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, he paid to get Quando Rondo hit. But
Quando Rondo's still living, right?
Yeah, they hit Lil Pab instead.
That was in California when that mm-hmm. happened, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But he was in the car, though. Because I remember uh-huh. that because they were yeah. saying Quando Rondo was dead.
Yeah.
But he was like, I ain't dead.
Yeah, Quando ain't get hit.
Oh, and he didn't get hit. Yeah,
he ain't even get hit.
But his homeboy, that was
his cousin song. Sitting right beside him. Yeah. Lil Pab was his cousin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Died. So they got receipts of plane tickets from Chicago to Cali.
Just they, lazy.
Credit card. Like they tied, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
If you man. Get a good lawyer, though, they can always say it's circumstantial.
Yeah, they could. But God damn, them phones pinging like a motherfucker.
And he got hit with something else, too.
Yeah, like he got two more week. Charges Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Two more, and I can't remember.
Some kind of gun is. Charge or something. I don't really, like, yeah. like, I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Stephen A.
But I think, yeah. And I think
oh man,
he was on his way to like being Muslim or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was taking his life in a different direction ever yeah. since he did the All My Life shit with
Kendrick. J. Cole.
I'm here mm-hmm. to tell you right now. We don't care.
Goddamn
we don't,
dirt.
Let me tell you, we don't care.
Get him off the street.
Yeah, man. Thugs off the street, man.
Yeah, get him off the but street. If, trying to make even, make like, America great again. It's
even,
safe.
even if it is circumstantial, it don't look good.
It don't look good.
It don't look good for him at all, man.
And the world about to get tough on crime. You're through.
You're done.
You're through.
Done.
You're through.
Done. But good luck to Lil Durk as he got this fight in front of him.
Who's the one that got killed in Florida? Wasn't it somebody that got killed in Florida? They had like ran up on him, and it was like some girl had set it up. One of them young boys.
Fulio.
That was Fulio. Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
He ain't got nothing to do with this.
Uh-uh. No.
Okay. All right. Some other young niggas.
Yeah. Too. Yeah, because that's Florida. You know, Quando out of Georgia.
Okay.
Remember, Quando homeboy is the one that killed Vaughn,
yeah.
That's why.
All of this, yeah. But they was trying to jump him or something like that, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Weren't they trying to jump
him? Vaughn and the dude was shooting the fell
one. Oh.
And nigga pulled his goddamn pistol and shot Vaughn at him, man. But, yeah, so. And I was listening to some other shit this week, and they said, Durk has been, you know, low-key throwing, like, saying that He slid for Vaughn.
Oh.
Yeah, he said something, you know, a couple songs.
You can, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, they're going to use that. They're bringing that up in court.
Mm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the administration that's leaving now, they wanted to kind of get that kind of stuff out mm-hmm. to where you can't use their lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Get through. They using it.
Yeah, buddy.
You're going to jail.
Yeah.
I want to say he could get like a life sentence for this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, the last two charges they gave him.
Elevated it.
Yeah, elevated
it. Oh, well.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers with all this, but like, put the phones down, people. If you're going to do something illegal, put the motherfucker down. Leave the bitch at the house.
Oh, yeah, leave it at the house.
Say I was home.
Yep.
Just say you was home.
Yep.
Tell everybody, man, leave your phone.
Leave your phone.
We here.
Call somebody and let it stay at the house and then just leave it on while you go do your dirt. Tell them to leave their phone right there and just let the phones be on.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. I ain't trying to tell y'all how to get away with no crimes, but goddamn, stop being stupid.
Like, you know the things they use. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, though, man, like, all these cameras.
And they good cameras, too.
They good cameras.
Oh, God, yeah. They good cameras,
It's a video of a dude stealing out of a hair store.
Oh, I saw that shit.
They got this nigga dead to rights, bro.
I saw that shit.
That camera was so clear.
I'm talking about looked like I was in the motherfucking store. I was right behind him.
That camera was so clear, man. They got like,
oh, yeah. Everything is HD, baby.
Yeah.
It's HD world.
You can't. You literally got to know yourself where the cameras are. You got to know. Because if you don't, like, you threw, like.
You fucked up. And I don't know. I'm not a criminal by no means. Don't commit crime. Like, I'm not a criminal.
Yeah. You wouldn't even steal shoes out the shoe store.
But when I walk in a motherfucking store, I don't care where I go.
You look
I'm finding the motherfucking camera.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what angles they got me on. Cause if they say I did something, nope, I ain't do shit. Uh-huh. It's right there. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I love the stores that had the big TV with you right there on it.
Yeah, so you can see yourself.
I just watch myself the whole time. Mm-hmm. And make sure, yeah, you ain't doing nothing stupid, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, these cameras, they vicious.
People got cameras on their houses, mm-hmm. and it's just, just do right.
Yeah, just try to do the right thing. And if you're not going to do the right thing, do it the right way, if that makes sense.
If you're going to be a monkey, be a gorilla. Just don't give a fuck. Don't try to hide it. Just do it. Just
Speaking of monkeys.
Oh, man, it's a whole bunch of them.
Luckily, it's in the low country.
I don't think they really out, though.
I think they probably in the secluded areas.
They out of the building, but they still in the facility.
Yeah, they close.
They in the perimeter. They like by the perimeter gate. I think that's what I read.
Like a dome or some shit.
Well, no, not a dome, just a big fence. Because the ones that got out was like babies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they say they caught one. But they say they got traps and stuff out. Mm-hmm. The babies, they'll go and get the food.
Yeah.
They'll get the food, but they just won't catch. They can't catch them. Yeah. Or they won't catch them or whatever. Yeah. So they setting food out for them and all kind of stuff. So they ain't like out in the people's neighborhoods or whatever.
Yeah, because they come around, niggas going to get shot.
Oh, but they teeny monkeys though.
I don't give a fuck how big it is. That big gotta die.
You would try to keep it.
Keep what?
The monkey.
Shit, some bitch gone.
Why?
What do you mean? I'ma shoot that some bitch.
Why you shoot a little monkey? Do you shoot squirrels?
Off his ass.
Damn.
Off him quick. Punch in. June.
Yo.
What's up, man?
What's happening?
How's everything?
Cool.
What's going on with you?
Woo.
Yeah. Been one of them weekends.
Traveling like a nut.
Yeah, I had to put a sink in yesterday, nigga.
Body, at your house?
Yeah, God, body hurting like hell, man. I ain't built for that manual labor shit no more, man.
That real life manual labor.
Yeah, climbing and crawling up under a goddamn cabinet and shit.
Hey, you did, your wife was home?
Yeah. Give him a name.
She was supervising.
Yeah, she was over there, you know.
But she saw you doing that man work. You know what she said?
Yeah,
I got something.
She love that boy.
Hold up. No, I walked in. Ooh, you so sexy, man. Get the fuck out of here.
I know
shit.
They love that.
Yeah, whatever.
They like
that. You just juiced like me that up because you want this shit done.
Oh, nah, you juice her.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
I'm sorry to talk about your wife like that, but it's the fact that the matter is. Yeah, they love that shit. You do some damn man shit.
That nigga got a long list right now.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit I gotta get done.
You better believe it.
Yeah,
put some carpet down there.
She said,
"This could be the best steak ever."
She said, "Next couple weekends, nigga, don't worry about it. Yeah. You going to record? Yeah. I got something for your ass to do every Saturday."
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool.
It's cool. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. Christmas coming up.
Yeah,
she gonna bless you.
I'm gonna get my vacation too.
You got to earn your keep.
We can get more than vacation.
Man.
Yeah, you can get more than that.
Did you watch any of the Hot Boys reunion?
Just a little bit.
You watched it?
I set my alarm to do it, but I forgot what I was doing when it came on, and then I was like, I really don't want to see Lil Wayne perform.
I watched some clips. Eddie had a teleprompter. Eddie had a teleprompter.
See that?
Damn, Dre is barely hanging on.
He had a teleprompter, B.
This nigga need to cut that shit off.
How you have a teleprompter, bro?
Oh, for his song?
Yeah. He had a teleprompter.
Oh, you ain't were saying no teleprompter. I was thinking closed caption. But
no,
yeah.
He had a teleprompter.
Ain't no way.
That's trash.
No.
It ain't like he played in the NFL.
They say he forget a lot of his motherfucking songs.
All them trash. Hard drugs.
Yeah, I mean, but.
I think he did more than lean, bro.
Yeah, all of them.
He popping pills, all that shit.
Man, I think he did
more than that.
Heron.
Yeah.
You think he's on that? I mean, shit, that's what's in the pills.
I'm going to agree to be on that.
What's in them pills?
Nah, but I'm talking about.
Shooting it?
I ain't talking about the legal ones.
Shoot it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You think so?
That's what BG was on.
Tie rubber ran around.
Talking back in the day?
Yeah. If you ever know on what's that song, G Code?
Uh-huh.
At the beginning when Ziggy the God,
he say Doogie
gonna get his mind right. That what he talking about?
Oh, yeah. Cause he was gone. He just went to jail. Cause the Chopper City shit had just came out.
Uh huh.
Like 2 years before when G Code came out, 01
I think something like that. Yeah.
Put that rubber
band. Yeah, because that Chopper City came out fucking 99.
Uh huh.
That was my shit.
But even before that, like, even
Cash
when
Money
was
a fucking Army.
When they was young.
It was Army.
Well, no. It was the other way around. Lil Wayne wasn't around. That's why they, like, BG's name really not BG. Mm.
Yeah, it's
Doogie. Yeah. But anyway,
it's
yeah. BG real name is Doogie.
Doogie.
Yeah.
But same name.
So BG and Lil Wayne had a group. There was a group called Baby Gangsters, BG's. Mm-hmm. But Lil Wayne wasn't really on the album like that for some reason. I don't know if he was in trouble or his mama wasn't letting him around. It was something.
Might have been when he got shot. Or when he shot himself.
I don't know if it was he was that young when they found him. I can't remember the timeline, but he wasn't around. So like because BG was on that song, that album so much, people thought that BG name was BG.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just talking about that group.
Yeah, but it really was the group name. You know what I'm saying? Because he was around to go out and perform it or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's how his name switched to BG, but yeah.
Yeah, man.
I ain't watch it. Did you watch it?
I watched some of it.
Like live?
Not live. I ain't know the shit was coming on.
Yeah, I just saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, I saw it on YouTube and shit.
I started to repost it when I saw that it was gonna do it live. It was gonna stream or whatever.
Yeah, man. I hate I missed it, but.
But see, that's why they want them boys performing.
And it's only like certain songs I would want to hear them perform because, and I know they was only gonna do
the popular
shit. What I want to hear twos and thirds.
They might do a
twos and Thursday, nigga. Like,
but I feel like the reason why they ain't want them on just what B said.
The Super Bowl. That's why.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, nobody
want that.
He sound like fucking
and
all
the last year, black people get to perform at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this shit over with, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time I think of Lil Wayne, I think of Yoda. No bullshit, man. No bullshit. Like all these recent, he getting on. Damn, boy.
Nigga say Yoda.
Yeah,
he fucked his life up, man.
His skin wrinkled, then he got a piercing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Stupid shit.
He look old as shit.
He do, man.
He look super old. And that nigga younger than us.
Now, you know, he ain't too much younger though.
That ain't Craig age. Yeah, you're younger than us.
That's crazy though. Back then, you would think he was like 4 or 5 years younger, but he
is a year younger than the class of 2000.
But he was out with class of 90.
Yeah, 90s, he was partying with the class of 96.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Wayne.
Yeah.
92. That nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He looked, you know what? He don't look old. He just looked like he had a rough life.
I mean, rough.
Mm-hmm. Hard life.
And he did. And he been rich
day
since
by
he was
day
like 13.
Drown.
Yeah.
Earth strikes from killing the tag life for rhyme.
That's juvie. But Lil Wayne been rich his whole life, baby.
His whole life.
Mm-hmm. And he looked that bad.
Cause
as
shit,
as soon as he was
we not
a
even
teenager.
We don't even talk about his writing back then, cause he was writing
all for Baby and shit.
Yeah, he wrote damn near all Baby shit.
He ain't wrote as that shit.
Yeah, he wrote all about. Baby shit.
He ain't wrote for Manny though.
He may have wrote some of Manny shit.
Nah, I wouldn't take credit for that. Man, I like Manny cause he funny, but
who you know can have a convertible jet?
You stick the beats. You stick to beats, nigga.
The boy said they were rappers, man. That game spittle.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad game.
A convertible jet.
Oh, man.
Shout out.
How far are you going?
On the ground. shout out to them niggas, though.
So, okay, we're going to talk about the election for a second, real quick. Oh, yeah. Trump won.
Yeah.
Became our 47th president elect.
45, 47.
Yeah.
45, 47. Hey, I've been screaming that all week, man. Nobody know what I've been talking about. 45.
Yeah. Yeah,
man. Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So
my thing is.
A conspiracy theorist would be like, see, it's all rigged.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But and see, right, the crazy shit I thought about was he ran for president three times. Mm-hmm. He lost once. Yeah. The only time he lost was to a man.
Two or three.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the only way he could have won if he ran against a woman.
Damn. That if you want to win, go against a woman if you want to be president. Yeah. You're not going to make no woman president.
Yeah. So, and that, like, If it was a dude in there, he probably would have loved.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, he definitely would have loved.
It don't matter who it was.
They could have rolled Biden out there in a wheelchair.
A hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah.
He would have won.
Yeah, he probably would have won.
Just because he was a man. The only reason, the main reason.
Yeah.
Well, the Simpsons don't already call it.
Yeah, because he was.
With the Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. You know how it ended with him now.
Yeah, in a casket.
Yeah, he get in a casket.
Yeah.
He died on that same episode, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But you know,
they just want Vance. They're going to bump Vance up.
The reason why they had him do that on that show, because wasn't it an episode where, like, don't Lisa do something in like, politics? Don't she get, like...
She won president.
She won president.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, but, like, I want to say they picked him because, at the time, it was just so ridiculous for him to be president. Which is crazy. Like, like,
it's just so ridiculous for him to be president.
The world is ridiculous, bro.
Dog, like Charles Dwight, thank you, Wale and Peter, for sending me that shit.
Man, that nigga idiot.
He told a bit like it, but it made so much sense.
It did.
If her had she bought out
some
me and Craig were talking about this shit the other night too. He said that why she lost
some respectable people.
He said she could have had some more respectable people.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Solely because she's a woman.
Check this out. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump bought out Amber Rose the first fucking night.
Yeah.
You don't get no more bad. You don't get no worse than that.
And she hosts a slut walk.
You're right.
You don't get no worse than that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. You're right.
You don't get no worse than that. I'm sorry.
You're right.
That don't, no.
So
Hogan? He literally called somebody a nigga. What are we talking about here?
You're right.
He is a document.
Didn't look at it like that.
I don't want my daughter, brother, dating a nigga. Let me tell you, brother. Ball of the Hulkamaniacs will not have my daughter dating a nigga.
Okay. Yo, okay.
Listen, man. Hogan ripped his shirt off. It don't get more ridiculous than that.
Right. Absolutely right.
Twerking sound bad.
Yeah,
but this 72-year-old nigga ripping his t-shirt off.
Vote for Trump, brother.
Shit. Come on, man.
You're right, man.
It don't get no ridiculous, so stop that. It ain't Megan Thee Stallion's fault.
Oh, God.
Then they be like, you know, the Democrats pander the black people or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump said, you got to be, this next person is hot. It's Nicki Jams. Come on, she's hot. Bring her up. Nicki Jams is a nigga.
Yeah.
Nicki Jams is a man.
You're right.
He did not know nothing. They only had Nicki Jams because Nicki Jams is Puerto Rican. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
I can ruin it.
Come on, Nicki. Nicki's hot. You got to believe me. Bring her up.
Bring her up.
This nigga came out with a beard and shit. And Donald Trump was like, oh, shit. come on, man.
Listen,
come
man.
Come on, man.
Hey.
Y'all got to stop with that argument.
All I know is I'm geared to get a little morbid real quick.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
I was on the phone with my homegirl, Pris. Shout out, Pris.
What?
And we was talking about, you know, the election and shit. And this the abortion ban.
Uh-huh.
And what it's doing to women. And I hadn't heard it the way she put it to me, but the way she gave it to me fucked me up. Because she said, think about it. She said, it was a woman in Texas that just died last week or last month because she had a miscarriage.
Yeah, and they couldn't get the miscarriage out.
And they wouldn't take the miscarriage out because
it's
classified
as abortion.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's so fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
That's some fucked up shit, man. So when I heard that, I was just like, this shit can't be real. Like, this what the fuck we going through as a fucking human race?
Y'all don't watch y'all didn't watch Handmaid's Tale, did it?
No, I didn't. I remember you talking about that shit on your show, though.
Yeah, like, you see that shit and then you think, like,
I remember my homegirl Pris was telling me about that shit.
The world can't get like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the world can get like that. Mm-hmm. All it take is like a few people not to say nothing,
mm-hmm.
or to accept some shit, or to be like a one issue voter or whatever this, that, and the third, and you be there. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, man. But yeah, so that I was just like, that's so fucked up that women got to deal with that type of shit.
Damn, like, nobody cares.
Yeah, they don't nobody give a fuck. And that's fucked up. That's fucked up, man. And, but I got daughters. Because they're
going through it, though.
Yeah, but I got daughters, so I'm thinking to myself, like, what if that shit happened to my kid? Yep.
Hell, some of them who talking about it got daughters and
they don't give a fuck.
Exactly. Some of them got abortions themselves.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like,
exactly.
But they don't look at it like that.
No,
it's a it's a
they losing the country.
Y'all, yeah. You ever seen a show called Fresh Off the Boat?
Mm-mm.
Fresh Off the Boat. It's about a Korean. It's like a Korean family, and they, you know, living in America, but the creator, the guy that it's about, you know what I'm saying, a dude named what's his name? Anyway, it's a clip of him on, cause he had another show talking to this white guy. He's Korean or whatever. The guy's Korean, but he's talking to, he's like, why are you voting for Trump? You know what I'm saying? You rich, whatever, whatever. He's like, it really don't got nothing to do with money, this, that, and the third. He was like, they really just don't want to be replaced by any other group. You know what I'm saying? He was like, and nowhere else in America, in the world, white people control stuff when it's more people of another race.
Yep.
And basically that's all it is. Like, they don't want to be replaced. That's really kind of the, that's, it's kind of like, sound like a conspiracy or whatever, but that's really why they want to ban abortions. So nobody can get them, so that white people will make, you know, you get pregnant, you white, you gonna have that white baby. You know, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to be a minority.
Yeah, but
in the country.
In the country, I heard one white man say, in the country we built.
Oh, that don't want to be always.
He said he don't want to be, they don't want to be a minority in the country they built.
But see, I done seen, like, you know, them cats I work with. So there's a couple white chicks out there, whatever. They got, they done got straight up disowned for having beige babies.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
About, I'm talking about, and it ruined them. You know what I mean? And like two in particular, like one, she got three kids. Two of them, the oldest two are beige. And she like resents her dad and her granddad because they
cut ass off. Oh, fuck yeah.
Definitely. It's her fault though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then there's another one where, she was touched by her uncle or something like that. And then after that, she went
straight nigga.
Yeah. And she cannot stand a white man.
Yeah. But think about it. Your uncle? Yes. Like, that's some nasty shit.
Still her fault. It's the for being a nigger lover. No race mixing.
Right.
Fuck that shit.
Especially if it's a, from my point of view, a dad or a granddad.
Oh yeah, so they
that make them,
they hate that shit.
Yeah, that makes them super old. So
yeah, they hate that shit. Well, they fucking hate that shit. Foot,
but yeah,
they hate that shit.
They can't stand it.
They hate it. Oh yeah, yeah, that shit grinds their gears.
The show I was talking about, it's, the guy's name is Eddie Huang, H U E N G.
And he do like little interviews and shit.
Yeah, for this, it's called Wang's World. It's on.
He was talking to an old white man on that one.
Uh-huh.
I watched that. I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah. That's when it came out. But yeah, it's two seasons. It's on, I want to say it's on Prime now. It used to be on Hulu, but I think it's on Prime.
What's this called?
Huang's World. H-U-A-N-G-S.
That motherfucker said,
Huang's.
I don't want to be a, we shouldn't be a minority in the country we built.
Mm-hmm.
I said, boy, these motherfuckers so lost.
And he was sitting there eating like it was like,
yeah.
So dude was like,
my people came over and built the railroads. The Indians and the African Americans, they did all the fucking other work. What y'all built? Y'all ain't built shit.
He's like, so he, and he was like, so you know, my I'm a first generation Korean. I mean, I think he's Korean, American or whatever.
Yeah, he was the first one that was born out of in America. Yeah,
he was like, so, so what about me? And the dude was like, in between bites of whatever he was eating, he was like, I mean, you know, I don't want you to replace me.
Yeah, like, that's it. Straight up.
Yeah.
Just ignorant. Ignorant as fuck.
That ain't ignorant. That's,
what you call it?
maybe xenophobic.
Retarded.
Nah, it ain't retarded.
Can't say that. Oh, I can say it. Not Trump. Shout out Trump.
It ain't none of that. It's, I don't want to call it like white supremacy or whatever, but it's something, but I ain't gonna say it's ignorant or not, because to be ignorant is to not
Not know?
Not know. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. But they know exactly what it is they want. Exactly what they trying to stop. So.
Sick.
Sick, selfish. all of that good shit. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely selfish.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Let's talk some music real quick before we get out of here. New music. I got to listen to the Tyler joint.
You do.
I have listened to Westside. Of course. You know I listen to that shit.
Oh, yeah, he did put out something.
Put out an EP and an album.
Who?
Westside Gunn. My Griselda boys. Yeah. My New York dope dealer niggas.
Well.
But Big X the Plug. Have you listened to it yet?
I ain't gonna lie, man. Like I forgot what I typed in. Because I was on some stupid ass Rod Wave.
Mm-hmm.
But Big X came in and out a lot.
This new album he got.
That shit hard.
It's pretty tough.
And he is from Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always biased with Texas rappers anyway.
Right.
That's how I ended up starting to like Sauce Walker.
Right.
I found out he's from Texas. I started listening to a lot more shit.
Okay.
I can't really hear the Texas in Big X. But the motherfucker he talking some real shit.
Yeah.
He talking about his trauma. He telling his story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that. He made himself vulnerable for a nigga like me that never heard him before.
Right.
So now when I'm listening to it, dog, you got a story.
Yeah.
You made it through some shit. Yeah, you've been through some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? His beats, I love.
They got some smooth beats.
I love.
They're banging.
None of his songs longer than 3 minutes?
No.
Yeah.
He ain't got no hooks?
No.
He rapping?
Yeah.
Beat hard, go to the next song. I can dig that format. He ain't talking too crazy. He ain't killing a motherfucker every three balls.
Yeah. He's talking about dope.
He ain't talking about dope all the time. He say double cup this, maybe, you know, he smoked this, but it's good music. I turned this shit on as soon as I got on I-20 last night. I got on I-20 at exit 82. Didn't skip one song.
Really?
By the time I got the exit,
no skip.
By the time I got to 131, like it was over.
Yeah.
I didn't skip a song.
No way.
Shit.
No the way. Only shit. Song I don't like is that 2 a.m. song. It's cool, but
I like that.
I don't know how to
and like I like it because of the
I
beat.
That.
What beat? Play that. I'm trying. I can't remember what beat he used. That's why I like it. Dog. He tell this story from here. It's basically a fucking story to tell.
Yeah.
Biggie shit. It basically just like that. But he was dreaming.
Yeah.
And when he finished the song, oh dog, he got me. He got me good. Cause he rapped across that beat right there. Oh man, he killed that shit.
It was some what's a TV show that he used?
Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Yeah. Killed that shit.
Yeah.
Kill that shit. You listen to that one too,
which one is that?
I think it's called Law and Order.
Yeah, it is called Law and Order. Now that one caught my attention.
Yeah. I was like, this nigga tripping.
Yeah.
So this nigga got some bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that ain't the Law and Order beat, though.
That's the
Where that come from?
That's like the TV show.
Yeah, that when it come on.
That's the Law and Order beat, though.
That's
the music when it come on. Or that one of them TV shows?
It's close. He couldn't copyright that.
Nah, that ain't Law and Order though, but it is a.
They put a little funk to it.
Yeah, no, I gotta go find out what show that is. It's one of them crime shows.
Yeah, it's a crime show.
It's a crime show.
That ain't Law and Order though.
I don't know which one it is.
I don't think that is.
But that shit hard.
That one caught my attention.
Yeah, that
was a good one. Yeah,
the therapy session shit tough. But he got a dope album.
I ain't listened to.
He got a dope album. He got a dope. Somebody hit me up on Snapchat. Was like, you might want to check out that Big X Plug. This was the day it dropped a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So I'm working, I pulled it up on my iPad and I let it play. And I got to that song and I stopped it. I was like, I gotta listen to this in the car.
Right.
But I didn't get a chance because yesterday was like the first time I really did a lot of riding.
Pretty close. He just put some funk to it.
That don't sound the same to me.
That the same.
He put some funk to it. He put some niggerish to it.
You got that mix over there, mix it up.
Nah, I can't mix it up. I'm two different ones.
That same shit below?
No, it's not.
It's close.
That's dun, dun.
It might be from the first Law and Order. You know they changed it, probably.
Nah, it's pretty much the same. It's the same beat, just with the SVU. They add like a little guitar.
That SVU shit. Okay.
Yeah.
It's that guitar that's pretty similar. Yeah, that.
Them beats ain't the same.
Not the beats, but that.
It's close.
It's close.
We gonna find the TV show it come from.
Yeah, it come
somebody,
from.
Somebody already got show. It on the internet.
Yeah, it God come from a it. Show, but.
Somebody got it on the internet already.
It's we close, though. Either way, that was a dope.
Yeah, man.
We know what he was trying to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm not so literal.
But y'all can y'all can listen to that Big X the plug. You won't be disappointed.
Especially if you don't want to keep listening to old ass music all the time.
I went right back to I Just Want to Be There by AZ right after that shit went off.
Really?
Drinking My Cup, all that shit. As soon as that shit went off, I went right back to my damn favorite.
And I hate to blame it on that, but like if I listen to the new stuff, man, I go in and want to slap one of them crackers. You know what I mean? I have to tone it down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, hey, I listen to all that old shit. But yeah, I've been on that I've been on AZ pretty hard pause the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Everything you do? Pretty much.
Then you put out something new lately?
AZ.
I was listening to the old shit.
Yeah.
Sugar Hill, Do or Die, and Asiatic. Them the two I was really, really listening to.
Asiatic Black Man.
And but that I Just Want to Be That Shit, man. That shit so fucking hard. And I was listening to it and it just hit me. The motherfucker say, "Don't be bringing me no flowers when I'm gone. Cause I won't be coming back when I move on." And that's the chorus. There's a chick singing it. Cause in the last part of it, said, cause it won't mean a thing when I leave. I just want to be there. And I was like, I just want to fucking be there for my people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want out of life, man. I just want to be there. And it just made so much sense in that moment. Cause I was thinking about Ty and, you know, just riding around thinking about shit and, that shit just hit me. I think about Frank and Ty that day for some reason. I don't know why. Them little niggas been on my mind a lot lately.
Shout out to them boys.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Johnson boys, man. I went and kicked it with Kane the other night. Check him out and sat over there and watched some of the game with him and shit. He doing good, though. Shout out to Kane. Kane is able. Mm-hmm. He might get back into it one day. He just, mentally, he say he just ain't there.
Shit, I can do.
Yeah, so. But, yeah, I'm going to try to get him back in here so he can let some of that shit out, man.
There was a I don't know how I got up on that, but it was a Nas and Damian Marley.
They had an album.
Yeah.
They did an album ago.
Yeah. But it was a song called Patience. I don't know why I just.
I'm
going to go listen to it, man. Yeah, I'm going to put it in there. Stuff spin off of him.
I'm gonna go listen to that too.
The Patience was pretty tough.
Yeah. Goddamn, I was on my Snapchat shit and memories popped up 5 years ago. Me and Doogie was at the Crit show at the Fillmore in Charlotte. Cause Crit was on the Cadillac tour. When we went to that. And no, he wasn't on the Cadillac. He was on the Crit is here.
Might be. Because Cadillacica.
The one with Energy in Texas and
because Cadillacica was the one I saw you at
at the Music Farm. That shit was live.
Which is
his nice lights is always on.
Because that one he had the Cadillac in the front band.
Yeah. But speaking of that, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is when that dropped. November 10th, 2014.
Crit got 10 in?
Which one Crit is here? A Cadillac?
Cadillac.
Jesus Christ, man. Time for
Crit 10. Crit been out since 08, 09.
But I'm just saying, that right there.
Yeah. And this was one of his most commercial type albums right here.
Right.
But that my sub. I love the My Sub series.
Okay.
Gotta get them 215s, man.
He still want them.
Gotta get them 215s.
He still want them.
215!
And a Lex.
Hey, Crit said it, man. Once Chris said that shit, man, I was stuck on it.
Shit, the way that shit, the intro on this shit was hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that shit was banging, though.
Let's just take our time.
I'm ready to create now.
Not yet, hold on. Can hold the weight of planets. Allow me to use the
hues of lunar cools to paint a canvas of explosions. That beat so smooth.
This nigga just so smooth.
That shit bang, though.
And he produced the shit. Mm-hmm. He do most of his beats.
Boy, he making them.
15s, I got 215s.
That's what me and you. 15, Daniel ran the 15s,
and I'm knocking on the whole bagel.
We say y'all better make it.
Yeah, we got to the concert right at the end.
At the
Fillmore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fuck with Daniel, you know. Late.
Of course.
He always.
You and Daniel together?
No, I was with him.
Yeah.
Oh, you was with him?
Yeah, me and Wallace was there waiting on them.
Oh, Daniel barely made it.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that Daniel.
Yeah, that nigga late as hell. We walked in and that shit right there came on.
I felt good. Somebody was later than me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is my shit right here, though. Mm-hmm. I love the whole My Sub series on all them shit. Sure.
He don't be late to work, though.
Oh, no, hell no. He's not going to be late to work. He ain't going to be late to
Shout
work.
Out to D-Dolly.
Shout out to D-Dolly. Shout out to Crit for still dropping them bangers out. Mm-hmm. And you know, I played that, learn that shit from Texas all that weekend I was in Texas, right?
Really?
Learn this shit from Texas.
Crit from where? Alabama, ain't it?
Mississippi. Mm-hmm. But he created all his music shit to Pimp C and Scarface and them niggas.
Texas.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago.
Now we're going to go 20 years.
Okay.
We'll run through these real quick. Trick Daddy Drop, Thug Matrimony.
Yeah.
Married to the Streets. Fabulous Drop, Real Talk. Lil Jon Eastside Boys dropped Crunk Juice. Mm-hmm. Some good music going on.
Did you say that was 20 years ago?
Yep. 2004. I think that Thug Holiday was on that Trick Daddy shit.
It was.
Mm-hmm. This shit right here. Well, I was still in the club.
Oh, the club was lit.
I was still in the
right
club.
Here.
I was still in the club here.
And how many years this is?
20.
20. This Lovers and Friends, Real Nigga Roll Call, all that was on here.
Yep.
This shit right here.
Classic.
This shit right here.
Classic banger.
And then Lil Jon put Lil Jon the first Khaled. That's all Lil Jon was doing, what Khaled was doing.
You're right.
Same shit.
You're right.
Yeah. He's doing the same shit.
You're right.
He did the same shit on all his albums.
All of them.
Yeah. He just got a bunch of niggas
and got it crunk.
This motherfucker had songs with Jada Kiss and Pastor Tron on together. Like, it was shit like that he was doing.
He kind of fucked this song up at the end.
Just by his look?
Nah, cause Shawty, what you gonna do? Yeah, he fucked this song up.
Hey, man. Another thing that nigga used to always do was he would put other songs from other albums on the next album. Like, a lot of his songs on his second album was from his first album.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Lil Jon and the East Side Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. What song? I'm trying to think of his hit off that shit real quick.
Off of what?
Quick. Off of Real Talk. Was it Can't Let You Go? No, Breathe.
Real Talk. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, Breathe was the song off of there.
He might have had a couple.
It was Breathe and...
Definitely Breathe.
It was Breathe.
He ain't had no song with
Baby. Him. Baby was his other song, other hit off of them. Baby.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did not like this song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did not like this song.
Mm-hmm. It was the beat on that.
That beat was hard.
Who that is?
Mike Shorey.
Who had that beat first?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Breathe.
Exactly who it is.
Oh, my bad.
That was the shit right now.
It seemed like a lot of his songs were kind of gimmicky.
And at 2004?
You just mad because your ass is old.
God.
Like, 20 years ago, I had a license. Like, living on my own.
Right. Yeah.
Paying my own bit, like real bills.
Yeah, kid. And was accused of a few more. Shit. 25 years. Master P dropped Only God Can Judge Me. Lil Wayne dropped The Block Is Hot. And Dr. Dre dropped 2001. Ooh. Yeah. I like how that one sound. That was a sync right now. That was a sync.
Some shit on here.
Yes, he did. Ooh, woo. Which one of these did you like better? This one or the one on Blueprint 2?
Honest the Hour. I heard the Blueprint 2 one first.
And went back to this one. You're horrible.
No, you horrible. Come on, man. This is 2001. I'm right. Rockefeller till I die. What are you talking about?
All
I
was, and that shit came out later.
What?
Blueprint 2 came out after this.
Yeah, it came
years
yeah,
after.
I know. That's what. Because I was like, why this called The Watcher 2?
Oh, my God. This nigga. That's why it's called The Watcher 2.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Yeah, but I mean, and still, Drake Hov is still on here.
Yeah, he is. He wrote this whole shit. Snoop said that shit too.
Yeah, he's Snoop. Like, he even wrote talk about Lolos and shit.
That nigga said that nigga pen was sharp.
Who listening to this right now don't want to throw up a fucking gang sign?
Right. Or even start doing, putting them down elbows.
Yeah, you gotta put them elbows up. Put them elbows parallel to the ground.
Oh, it ain't what it is.
That's
you
it.
Got to.
You flow. And you gotta damn put your feet out.
Straight up.
Put your feet out.
You got to. You got to. I'm talking, this that Doug Seagull
across
the stage.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Bang,
yeah,
that shit.
The one where he run up. Yeah,
that's what this is.
Yeah, man.
Still rocking khaki with my.
But this whole album.
I mean, he got some shit on here.
The shit get crazy after this. After Explosive, you got the fucking Lightspeed. The next episode, the Let's Get High, bitch niggas.
Yeah, all that was riding.
That bitch nigga shit, nigga.
All that was riding.
That shit was some of the hardest shit ever, man. Yeah, this shit right here.
You ever heard the original, like the real version? It's like an old song from like a movie soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
This right here, hard as fuck.
Oh yeah,
that's some more. Put your elbows up.
Uh huh.
Drake got a lot of them shit.
This legit Crip Walk music.
Yeah,
this ain't no blood walk.
Exactly. Yeah,
this ain't no Hoover Stomp music.
Exactly.
This is you Crip walking on this.
You better got believe to.
It. This Crip walking on.
Got to.
Like get I your said, mind right.
Like got I said, it's that Dove C going across the stage.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. Got the
West Side, got a gang, got a gang.
All right.
BD Bang. Oh, that's the wrong song. Some good ass
waves. This shit right here. Let Snoop talk to these niggas before you turn that one off. Check it out, dog. Snoop talk to these niggas real quick.
This wasn't on Friday After Next, was it?
The beat was yeah.
I thought so. Next Friday.
One of them. But they did play this music in one of them motherfuckers.
Might be Friday After Next.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the scene.
When they were sitting, they smoking.
Yep.
Might be. It just might just sound like this. Yeah.
Bitch ass nigga. Bitch niggas.
That shit that's crazy.
Yeah.
God damn.
I meet more bitches than hoes, man. I really don't
know. Change up the ride music.
So many niggas like to keep up shit. And just like a bitch, niggas be talking shit. Ooh. Smiling in my face and then they talk behind my back. Niggas stay strapped from way back. Payback. Make niggas
want to pop that shit. That shit ride right there.
Yes, sir. Niggas drop that shit. We rock that shit. Drop that shit. No more talking. I'm walking in,
I'm popping the clip. Okay. Snoop don't really be talking about that.
Nope. Just sound good doing it.
Yep.
You sound good in the moment.
Went to the grocery store. Picked up some sausage. Making some porridge. Me and my niggas, we was in the booze section.
Hey.
Got them pills to get an erection.
Went to the grocery store, got some sauce.
Oh, God.
You right, though? He's smooth with it.
Yeah.
He's smooth with bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Smooth with bullshit.
Yeah. Snoop was in that Pharrell movie too.
This Lil Wayne, The Block Is Hot shit. It might be one of his best albums.
Oh yeah.
Why You Bullshit. It might be one of his best albums.
But 25 years ago, man, Tupac was pretty rough in there somewhere though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was just, they were still putting his music out. Cause a nigga never know.
Does it count after Machiavelli?
I don't know.
That's what it's looking like. It's not.
Stop scheming and looking hard.
Keep your head up, tight shit.
Oh yeah. No. Oh no. Hold up. The Block Is Hot came out in 99.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were just saying that. It wasn't. That wasn't your next album.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's 25 years ago. God damn.
Yeah.
Wah-wah.
Straight out the block.
Yeah, this might be his best album.
See, albums like this mean so much because I was a freshman in college. Every time something came out, niggas was going to buy it. Nigga, I ran straight to the music store and bought this shit. And banged the shit out of my little Honda.
Ooh, this, Keisha.
This that Roy Singleton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what this
is. Mm-hmm. That loud pipe shit.
Roy thought he was a hot boy.
Keisha. Keisha.
Fuck the world.
You know, it's the first song you ever cursed.
Yeah. Man. Uh-huh.
Nigga was 17. Said he wasn't going to curse till he turned 18.
Couldn't hold it.
He had to let this one go because he's talking about his daddy.
Uh-huh.
So we accepted it with no issues.
His mama say, "Hit it." No, don't curse. That's another song. What was that on? Mama said, "I can hit a verse, but don't curse." You remember that?
Uh-huh. I can't remember. It was on one. It might have been on one of them other Hot Boy albums. On somebody else's album he was on.
But Don't Curse ain't on this.
Mm-mm. Shout out to Wayne.
Shout out to Lil Wayne.
Lights Off was my shit too. The beat was so hard on that one.
Lights Off, mask on, creep silent, your life's gone. We done let the block quiet.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, this might be Wayne's toughest album.
But a lot of the younger people like the other shit.
Because he talks so dumb.
Yeah.
All he talk about is doing drugs.
Yeah.
This when he was actually talking about different type of shit.
Right, before the drugs.
This beat right here was so fucking hard.
Right.
Yeah, Peggy's pull up in that little Cavalier.
That black car.
Woo, shit.
Peg.
No, Jason.
Oh, shout out to Jason. Okay. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah.
He's recycling nicknames.
Yeah.
Why y'all call him Peg? Just happened.
That's just what they called him.
Yeah,
it's just his nickname.
Now it makes sense you say Black Cavalier, but I was thinking about the other Pig.
Yeah, Big Pig. Yeah. Nah, I'm talking about Pig. Yeah. But only it was like only his family called him.
Oh, type Pig to him. I got you. Well, no.
I'm talking all that hot boy shit. Mm-hmm. He come through whamming that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We used to ride around killing shit, man. I used to love to ride with that nigga.
That's why you can't hear shit now.
That just sounds so goddamn good, man. Oh, man. All right, real quick, 30 years and we out of here, man. Keith Murray, the most beautifulest thing in this world.
Well,
that was
30. Yep.
We came to Florence with that shit.
Mm-hmm. And Method Man dropped to Cal.
But Tribe Called Quest and Midnight Marauder.
That was in 90.
That was 31.
Yeah.
Keith be around here.
Yeah.
It was that club on 52. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he be around here.
Him and he tight with Who Shot You. Wow, L. That's on my show. Mm-hmm. They tight. So
he turned Florence out that night.
Yeah, nigga, they was trying to, he was supposed to ride on Class 99 float in the parade.
Did
for
you?
Wilson.
Oh, for Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know what happened.
He probably didn't get up.
Yeah, my wife told me that shit.
He did perform at something, like one of them events that was, yeah.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Like, what happened? Who?
Lost Boys last year or something?
Both of them. They had Lost Boys, him. This year.
Shit.
Is that the Cal?
Yep. And Shaq Fu to return.
with all the yakety yak.
I forgot about that.
Oh, I ain't meant to go to the song. This the song from it though.
Nigga, this whole album was dope. This whole album was fucking hard. Biscuit, I'm talking about from the beginning to the end.
I gotta put out a maze behind this one too.
And what was the other one you said?
Shaq Fu.
That bass line was crazy.
The Return.
And Maze one.
Shaquille O'Neal.
He was the first.
Who the boss?
Shaq Fu the Return. What do you have on that? Oh my! I took it from a boy to a man.
Mm-hmm.
My biological didn't bother. Shout out to Shaq. What else?
No hook was my shit though. Took me from a boy to a man. That no hook.
Shaq just be doing shit.
With no hook with RZA and Method Man in it was my shit. But yeah, nigga, Shaq been rapping for 30 years, nigga.
Over 30.
Yeah.
Cause his first album came out in 93.
Yep, before this one.
He Shaq put out something I guess they re-put out.
Cause you know that way that You Can't Stop the Rain shit come from, right?
Yeah. The one where I fucked up. Yeah. I was thinking it was Ja Rule song. It was Shaq.
Yeah. But yeah, man, y'all go tap into them old joints this week and take a trip down memory lane, man. And Get ready for these holidays and spend time with your family and sit around and laugh about how you and your cousins used to listen to this shit back when you was playing your Nintendo and shit.
Right.
Cause that's what we gonna do. That's what we gonna do. Man, I appreciate y'all, June. I appreciate you for coming all the way down and jumping on, man.
Hey, man.
Tell them where they can find you.
Hanging out. Hey. Cooling.
What, how big did you say that thing? Nothing, chilling, just hanging around.
Chilling, hanging around.
Easy, as always, brother. Appreciate you, man. Tell them where they can find you.
You can find me every week, Monday and Wednesday, on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amy still on the show?
Chill, man. You don't listen to my show, do
you? I ain't listen. Yeah. I haven't been listening.
Where can they find you?
I ain't been listening to shit, man. Like, I ain't been listening to shit.
Okay.
I ain't been watching Joe. I ain't been doing shit.
I've been listening, but I was like, wait.
I gotta listen.
Okay.
He must be saying something on the motherfucker.
Who?
You ain't said nothing about it on there? You said something about it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was just asking though, because I had listened.
Look at this guy. Chill.
It's your boy Jones, man. Every Tuesday. All platforms, man. We here. JP Jones 81 on Instagram, the Music Jones Podcast on Instagram. You can email us at musicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Happy birthday again, kiddo. Love you. Till next time, world. Peace. Reader that dope and some shoot it up in their veins. From the home of the fame, jacking and cracking brains. Broadcasting live from the block is Lil Wayne. Niggas, you got that hair, yo. What cooks up?